Abortion remains a contentious topic in medical ethics, yet the acute need for accessible health care is undeniable, especially when pregnant individuals face difficult choices. A physician might prescribe bed rest, hoping to allay discomfort, but sometimes the after effect of illness lingers, and we must consider how societal anxieties affect those ailing. Did you blink and miss the news about the latest viral infection? Don't be addicted to fear. Though anxious thoughts can aggravate a headache, exercise and proper nutrition can cure many ills, even if the treatment sometimes involves an injection administered with a sterile needle. The pharmacy keeps antibiotic medications that treat bacterial infections, a stark contrast to the days when even a minor wound could become deadly. Can we eradicate every germ? I cough, so maybe not. Chronic back pain can debilitate, causing immobility, a state where even turning your ankle becomes an ordeal. Don't stammer when explaining your symptoms to the doctor, a practitioner who strives to heal and alleviate suffering. The clinic was congested with patients exhibiting a range of ailments, from a simple chill to the most serious pneumonia, a lung disorder. Have you ever had a nightmare so vivid it felt real? Such experiences remind us of the powerful connection between the mind and the body. Some suffer from insomnia, finding it hard to sleep, while others yawn uncontrollably, feeling lethargic despite ample rest. Avoid the compulsion to self-diagnose based on internet searches. Instead, consult a physician. Is your throat sore? Gargle with warm salt water. Feel the sting? It's temporary. This medicine might make you thirsty, so keep water handy. Do you know that stress can irritate your bowel, leading to diarrhea or constipation? That patient, sadly, is comatose. Their body seemingly numb, a stark reminder of the fragility of life. He might tremble slightly, a subtle sign of life amidst the immobility. My memory is terrible. I have a bad memory. I sometimes forget why I walked into a room. Hello, good morning.